your mind out of the funk. Giddy your body off of that junk. Giddy your spirit up in the air. Giddy your life out of that chair. G-I-D-D-Y-Y-O, dark chocolate made in Ontario.
Yo, giddy, yo, dark chocolate. No lies, no delusions, no deception. This dark chocolate your body will love, yo.
Warning, warning, warning.
Profound shifts may occur with long-term generous consumption of giddy, yo, dark chocolate. Accept no substitute. This is real food, not candy.
Giddyyo.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Faith Life Financial, President and CEO, Karen C. Pajerland.
Speaking of the Muppets.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the whole Swedish chef guy, right?
Yeah, except she's Norwegian.
Karen, what kind of...
Just want to get that in, because that was the whole point, right?
The whole point of that song was exactly. that one word there. Snuggle up nice and close to that mic. Beautiful, that's good. Karen, do you realize how important you are to the company? I've heard nothing but positive things about you. Why do you think that is?
That's a rather astounding question. What's really important about our company is the members that we serve, and we have incredible people who make that happen, and I just happen to be one of those individuals.
No,
that's
But don't give me this Canadian humility stuff.
No, it's true. It's true.
But... here's the first question I actually wanted to ask you, because I read somewhere that you're the first big cheese at the company, right? Mm-hmm. First CEO, president, top of the heap.
First female. Yep.
But what, really, is that a mile? Because I'm a guy. I don't get the world that you women live in. And so I'm going right into
Keep it real, Drew.
So I look at that and go, okay, is that a thing to celebrate, or is that a, well, of course, like I kind of see it as an, of course, why wouldn't there be a woman there? I don't understand. You know what I mean?
It's been, over the last number of decades, primarily a man's world when it comes to financial services.
Really?
Not so much the last number of years, however. So, you know, when I was developing my career, learning to develop my leadership skills, I didn't have female mentors. I had male mentors. But that's really okay, because whether an individual is male or female, learning leadership really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who has been your big leadership guru for you? Have you ever done the John Maxwell stuff?
Some of it, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, some of it.
Oz Guinness?
More.
How about I let you answer the question? Yeah.
I read John Maxwell every day.
Do you really?
I subscribe to his Leadership Equip devotional every day. I've probably read most of his books. What I like about him is his just down-to-earth, basic approach to the everyday problems we all face as leaders, especially in business. So he's able to bring, you know, faith and business together without, you know, a lot of, you know, very deep analysis and theological overtone.
He's pretty straightforward, isn't he?
Yeah, I really enjoy his work.
Yeah. When it comes to the world of finances, this is not going to go well, next part. No, because for some reason, I have a phobia about talking about money.
That's not unusual.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's not unusual?
No, not unusual. Because most of us don't have what I'd call a healthy relationship with money.
Really?
Yep. Think about it. We live in a society where more is the goal, whether or not we recognize that.
Yeah.
So when you're in that environment of moreism, where, you know, that's just what you expect every day, a different approach that gives you relief from that is what I consider to be enoughism.
Ooh, and, hold on.
Yeah.
That's a massive phrase. Have you used that before? Did you come up with that? I'm using enoughism for the rest of my life. That's an incredible word.
Well, all of us, you know, if we just listen to the noise around us, the consumer messaging about get this, get that, you know, do what your neighbor does, and all those kinds of things, you get trapped into thinking that is what creates happiness. But we know that's not true. All of us know that's not true. Because every time we've tried to get that one little extra piece of whatever it is that we're pursuing, we discover that it doesn't fulfill us.
No.
However, when you begin to understand that you can decide how much is enough for you and your family, the freedom that that brings, and your ability to sit down and think about your relationship with money is something that gives you confidence, the wherewithal and the diligence and discipline to plan, and with that, the freedom to give.
Okay, so what's the disconnect? Because I think most of us really understand that getting has never really, you get to a point in life where you finally figure it out. The penny drops and you go, you know, getting has never really felt good.
Right.
Giving has always felt good.
Right.
And yet we still are more focused on getting than giving. So what's the disconnect? Why do we not get this?
Well, I think it starts with thinking that we are the ones who own the skills and abilities that make it possible for us to get anything.
Good call.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you realize that we don't own those skills, they're skills that we've been gifted through God's grace, then all of a sudden it's using those to bless and honor Him that make all the difference. And you start to celebrate all of the little things. They don't have to be big things. And then you sit down and you consider your relationship with money and you realize that it doesn't have to be the be-all and end-all. When you start to think about money as a tool rather than a goal, miraculous things happen because suddenly your view goes from that of a consumer to that of a steward. And you begin to realize how richly you've been blessed. Mm. And that if God's the owner, He's going to give you the kind of direction that will make use of that money something that's going to make a difference for others, for you and your family. And huge freedom comes with that.
Okay. Faith Life Financial, people have heard the name of your organization time and time and time and time again. You guys have been around for 632 years. Is that right?
Almost.
Yeah.
A little over 100, yeah.
No, but seriously, 100 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, we know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Faith Life Financial. Tim?
Yes.
What do they do?
They take care of your money.
See?
Yeah.
It's as generic as it gets.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
The thing.
Sorry, I don't know what else to say.
No, but this is my point.
But you add the faith part. I think that's the part that would tweak someone, either outside or inside of the club, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm assuming is that Faith Life Financial... Mm-hmm. It comes with a level of integrity when it comes to money management, whereas many other, I would say vastly many other, that's not even the right way to say it, financial organizations, it's all about the bottom line, bottom line, bottom line, bottom line. Now, you guys obviously have a bottom line, but you have an ethic behind how you do things.
Mm-hmm.
So that is that not the bottom line for you guys? There is a difference between Faith Life Financial and other financial institutions.
Absolutely. Well, there's an interesting verse in the Bible that talks about using your money to do good. This is from 1 Timothy 6. To be rich in good works and to give generously to those in need, always being ready to share with others whatever God has given them. So that is the foundation of how we look at money. It's a gift. Something that we're used to serve others. So then from that, we have a value proposition that allows us to be the kind of financial services organization that helps Christian blend faith and finances to be wise with money and to live generously.
See, I still get a little shivery when it comes to faith and finances, faith and finances. You know why? Because I have an allergy to those people in the faith world that have put finances at like right at the top of the list. And I don't get along well. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I don't think you guys. Wait, am I going to get into trouble here? How do I say this?
Honestly.
Okay. I don't get the name it and claim it and blab it and grab it. If you love God, you got to give more to get more. I don't think it's a magical bean formula. I think it's ridiculous. If you're a child of God, you should be rich. I don't believe that. And then even quantify rich. You know, a friend of mine, Chuck Ealy, who's a big football guy and financial guy or whatever, he challenged me one day and said, well, Drew, there are going to be many people that see the way you live and call you rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went, ah, crap.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get up like, can you tell I'm stumbling through this?
Yeah, well, Faith Life Financial is not about any kind of theology that focuses on prosperity. What we're all about is an organization that has thought leadership in the area of how to be wise with money, and that doesn't necessarily mean accumulate it for the purpose of accumulating it, but understanding what your relationship is with money so that you can live generously and you can serve God, family, and communities. And it just doesn't get any better than that when you put those those priorities in the right direction. And it's freedom giving. It's just amazing.
Okay. This is going to be the most awkward interview that you've ever had.
All right.
I'm going to keep going in the awkwardness.
Okay.
I've had numerous, over 15 years of doing the show, numerous financial organizations approach me and say, we'd like to partner with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't pass. I can't sign off on the, a lot of the stuff I see out there.
Mm-hmm.
Either they're too pushy
mm-hmm.
or they're too preachy
mm-hmm.
or they're, I'm sorry, but they're theologically whack.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that
You're
right?
You're so gangster, Drew. keep it real, bro.
And so when you guys came along and I looked into you guys, I went, hold on a second. This is the balance I've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We are not a church. We're not a social services organization. We're a financial services organization that looks at helping people be wise with money and to live generously through the lens of the Bible. But only in those two areas. We don't purport to have expertise in any of those areas. There are lots of other people who do evangelism and, you know, preach and teach in other areas. What we're really good at is simply sitting down with people, helping them think through it is that matters to them first and foremost. And then we help them to think about being wise with debt, you know, not overspending. Doing those simple things, protecting themselves against setbacks, and, you know, setting a short-term plan and a long-term plan, and also, and this is where we're really different, planning to be generous, thinking through how they can use their time, talent, and treasure to really make a difference, to build a better world, because at the end of the day, that's what we're all about. And we don't do that corporately. We do that through our members, because when you buy a Faith Life Financial Policy, you become a member. And there are only benefits, no obligations. We help our members take advantage of things like action teams. It's a new initiative where we give them seed money to do a fundraiser or to do something in their community to help others. They bring family and friends together. It's simple. It's not complicated. But it's building that community that matters so much.
Okay, the phrase, and by the way, let me just remind everybody, we are in the studio with Karen C.
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah, that's the middle name.
Okay, I like that. Although I always think of Charlotte's Web, right?
So did
everybody
I.
Does.
It was a shadow in my childhood.
I can imagine. How do you pronounce your last name?
Bjerland. Yep.
So it is very Bjerland.
Nordic.
President and CEO of Faith Life Financial, faithlifefinancial.ca. That's who we're chatting with. When we've mentioned this phrase numerous times, financial planning. Here's my financial planning. Tell me what's wrong with it. Ready?
Okay.
I financial plan the way I play chess. Wait, this is how I play chess. I try to kill every other person, every other man, a player on the board, and then I go after the king. I have no strategy. I can't think three steps ahead. I'm not looking to see who's attacking me from behind. I just kill whoever's in front of me so I can get to the king.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
My financial planning is I try not to have debt.
That's a good start.
But that's it.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to have some surprises along the way for sure that you probably won't enjoy if that's the total focus of your plan. Don't feel that you're, very different than most. Most people, because they're busy, because they just get caught up in day-to-day life, whatever
yeah.
it is,
yeah.
Don't understand that it's really not as intimidating as it may sound. And just like anything that is a little bit challenging, often if you have a coach, a financial advisor that you trust, it's a whole lot easier to do. And it's a matter of figuring out what it is that's important to you and your family, looking at your finances, you know, how much debt you have, how are you going to manage that, how well you're budgeting or not, addressing those issues, making sure that if you were to die today or if you became sick or disabled, that you've got protection plans in place, life insurance, disability, critical illness, all those kinds of things. And then decide how much it is you need for retirement. And start a plan to save toward that, because a financial advisor will help you to understand the time value of money, how much you have to set aside, and also help you figure out, okay, from a stewardship point of view, from the use
Wait,
of...
Hold on. That's a key word that a lot of people don't get. From a stewardship point of view, what
yep.
does that mean?
I manage what God gives me.
Okay.
Yep. You can look at what God has given you. You've got this plan. You begin to see, you know what? You don't have to spend it all on yourself and your family. You can spend it on the causes that you really care about, where you really want to make a difference. And then you go out and do it.
Man, I don't have money enough to buy the things I want to buy. I certainly don't have money to put towards causes.
Well, that's something.
Sorry, I quoted, unquoted that one. Because I would never say something like that.
Ever.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a thing. People are like, I just don't, and hold on. Here's the other pushback for financial planning.
Yeah.
I don't have enough finances to plan. I'm just getting by. I'm just paying the bills. So why do I need a financial planner if I don't have extra?
Most of us can usually find some extra. And maybe it's not dollars. Maybe it's your time. Maybe it's your talent. Those are as important to the whole concept of stewardship and giving back as the dollars are. There's something important, too, about the worry that we can release when you put a plan together. That is huge. Because as much as, you know, we think that we don't have that many choices, if we don't sit down and really think about that, that could be a fallacy. And as a consequence, we end up worrying. And with that worry comes a lot of consumerism, you know, focus on having more and more
goodness.
And more, right?
What are you, a shrink? This is perfect.
I am a person of experience. I've been there, done it.
What is your story, actually? Why are you in this game? Oh, I shouldn't call it a game, but why are you in this business, you know?
Well, I became a rather reluctant financial advisor over 25 years ago. I had been in marketing, moved to Kitchener-Waterloo, was looking for a job, and This representative came to call on my husband, who had a policy with this organization, and he tried to recruit me. I said, are you kidding? I don't want to be involved in sales. I'm a marketer. I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah.
But he persisted, and I learned more about the organization, and the values of the organization just meshed with mine, and I have found the perfect blending of cause for community and meeting my personal vocational goals in this company. It's been fabulous.
In our world these days, you've been in the game long enough to have seen sort of trends and mega trends. Do you think our consumerism has gone, it just continues to climb, our narcissism continues to climb? By the way, that's like the fourth time I've said that word in the show today. Our consumption, or do you see it tapering off or relaxing a little bit? Do you see any difference in our culture, period, these days?
I certainly see it among a lot of millennials.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring up the M word.
They're very concerned about, you know, what is happening in their world around them. They want to make a difference. At the same time, they also want to experience that world in a very real and meaningful way. And from my view, that's what a good steward does. It's not a matter of just doling out money or, you know, being the good person at the church or whatever it is. It's about really being with people and experiencing what they experience to understand how they live and what their needs are. That gives me great hope.
That just gives me a rash. Hey, thinking about the millennials being the great hope of this world.
Well, I think it's also desperation because they can't.
Because we screwed it up.
Yeah, because they can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford to buy a car. So they're in that position where they have to be extra careful, which.
But could I challenge you that perhaps.
Oh, please challenge you. Yes, go ahead. I want to sit back and watch this.
All right.
But could I challenge you to say that perhaps that's a gift?
Oh, no, and that's what I'm saying is sometimes, you know, when you got your head in the dirt, you finally get to see things clearly, right?
Yeah.
So I completely agree with you.
Got it.
Haha, I didn't get in trouble.
You should have gotten in trouble. Your organization, I kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, Faith Life Financial. You got the F word in there. And it's kind of a thing where people go, oh, well, you know, because we have a lot of people listen to our show that aren't part of any faith. They're just curious about spirituality and religion, and they want to hear different viewpoints. And they are on a journey. They are wondering and seekers and et cetera, et cetera. But they haven't landed in necessarily the church scene or religion, okay? So they hear Faith Life Financial, and they think, oh, that's for the Jesus people. But answer the question I'm asking.
You've done it before, so go for it.
My assistant, who is fantastic, rely on her tremendously. Her name's Maggie. I was at her in her office at her house, and when we first hired her, brought her on board, and doing some training and stuff. And I looked behind her in the office, and on the shelves, I saw this Faith Life Financial stuff. I said, what's going on with that? Why do you have that? And the reason I asked is because her and her husband are atheists. Mm-hmm. And they got all this Faith Life Financial stuff behind them. Mm-hmm. And they said that whoever their broker was said, this is the best stuff for you guys. Mm-hmm. This is it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the name. This is it.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Wonderful. Because a lot of our members aren't necessarily Christian, but they embrace our values about being wise with money and living generously. And as a Christian, isn't it all about being inclusive and not exclusive? I think that's what Jesus told us to do.
Huh. You might want to get that message out to some of the churches.
Yep.
What is the giving back thing? Let's really hone in on this.
There's two levels. Certainly helping our members think about how they can give back. And then corporately, Faith Life Financial offers things like willpower of attorney benefits to our members.
Whoa, say that again.
A rebate, $100. So if you get your will done or a power of attorney done,
yeah,
and you're a member,
yeah,
send in the invoice and we'll send you a $100 check, because that planning that we talked about before is so important. And drawing up a will or power of attorney.
You send your members $100 checks? $100 checks?
Yep. For every 5 years. So we encourage them to make sure that they're...
Every 5 years you send them a $100 check?
If they send us an invoice for a willpower of attorney benefit. Yep. Done by a lawyer. Yep. So that's part of it. The biggest aspect of it, though, is what our members do as they reach out to the community that they live in their church or beyond. Over the last, since 72, 47 years, our members, when you combine their time, talent, and the impact of all their work, have contributed over $50 million to the communities that they live in.
Okay, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Can you say that again?
Yeah. When you look
She's looking at me like, what are you, an idiot?
Yeah.
I said it clearly.
I'm not a horse.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
whoa.
The time, their talent, their volunteer hours, when you put all that impact together since 1972, our members have contributed more than $50 million to the congregations and the communities that they serve. They're incredible people. They're the kind of people who serve because that's what they're called to do, and they take great joy in doing it. And it's those kinds of values that draw Christians and non-Christians to our organization.
Yeah, because, anyway, I don't want to get ranty again, but... This is amazing stuff. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like this. Mm-hmm. So let's bring it down into practical terms again, right? Just bring it down into my world, because it's all about me.
It's very simple.
I become a Faith Life Financial member. I like how you call it members. And we're part of the gang there now. And I say, hey, I want to take advantage of this whole, help something in my community. Mm-hmm. Plan that you got. I'm sure you labeled it better than that. What's it called again?
Action teams.
Action teams. I like that. Okay. Yep. So I want to get involved. I want to, let's see. There's a family down the street, and the kid is sick, and I want to raise money for this family.
Right.
You going to help me?
Yep. So you go to our website, and you let us know, what it is that you want to do.
Right.
We'll send you $150 seed money to get the plan together. You gather your friends and family. We'll send you some T-shirts, a banner. You go do your thing, celebrate when it's done. Let us know how it all came together, and give
so the $150 that you guys actually give your members is to be used in what way?
Any way that they feel is necessary to get the initiative off the ground.
You don't have to pay it back, right?
Nope.
That's important.
How are you guys making any money? You keep giving away all this $100 bill stuff.
Well, we share our profits, so we're not all about the bottom line. As you mentioned before, we're a for-profit organization, and we need to make money to help others and to pay the claims and everything else that we're in the business to do. But at the end of the day, we share a portion of our profits every year with our members. And that's as important to what we do. Engaging with our members is really the most important measure of our success.
We need to get you back in this. Two things. One, we went over time.
Okay.
That went so fast. Two, there's so much more to talk about. Would love to have you come back in.
I'd love that too.
Number three, you're not going to be able to come for a while because you're getting some kind of knee done.
Yep.
Some kind of knee. Yes, bionic knee. Anti-bionic.
Yeah.
That'll be your new name, anti-bionic.
Yeah, I like it.
I hope that goes well for you.
Thank you very much.
That could be scary.
Not at all. I had this one done 3 months ago. This is number two.
Really?
Yeah.
We can rebuild her.
Good for you.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, from Faith Life Financial, it's Steve Austin, ladies and gentlemen. We can rebuild him. Karen C. Bjerland. I think I pronounced it right.
You did.
President and CEO of Faith Life Financial, faithlifefinancial.ca. Yeah, they are an advertising partner. But you know me enough by now that after 15 years of doing the show, I don't partner with people I think are dodgy. I can't fake getting behind somebody that I can't get behind. I can't fake it. Faithlifefinancial.ca. I would encourage you to check them out for two reasons. One, it's this give back thing is blowing me away. And secondly, living generously, hello, makes sense to me.